La 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 Since in every beginning a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven, it is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven, and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place, and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha, divinity. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks. That is to say, in these descents, we see it as the Creator making space for us to fill him with bestowal. That through the descent, we will see it as an opportunity to fill it, to have a new filling in this empty space, where we feel the empty space, where we feel that we can't do it, and we'll raise it from there. I'm interested specifically in these vacant spaces that are dark, that I have no feeling for it, no spirit for it, I don't feel some scent from it, no good feeling. I see specifically in them that I will have an opportunity to raise it with my awakening. It's not a term that I expect from the Creator. That's not the condition. It's my attitude specifically where I don't get a filling from the Creator. Then there, in those places, I'm able to determine my attitude to Him as the good that does good. That I want to bestow to Him through that vacant space that He's not filling. I want to fill it with my good attitude to Him. And by that, my whole descent, where we discover the vacant space, this dark space, it becomes a spiritual ascent. Let's continue.
קטע מספר 2 מתוך רבש ב' מתי האדם צריך להשתמש עם גאווה.
Excerpt number 2, Rabash. When should one use pride in the work? A person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the sense as well. That is, a person should believe as much as he can understand that the Creator is giving him the assent, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the assent, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the assent. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descent as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, rather, it doesn't matter what I feel, in what state I'm in, what I'm feeling, if I'm in an ascent or a descent, I know or I don't know, I understand, I don't understand, I feel good, I feel bad, it is no difference. All of these states I receive from above, from the Creator, none else besides Him, and I need to be happy. I need to be delighted from every state that I'm in. It's called that I relate to the bad as good and the Creator, because He's the operator doing everything, and I can give Him contentment that it doesn't change my feeling with it's good or bad. All it does is strengthen my belief that it comes from above, that we make efforts every time to receive from the Creator and be happy, and then the Creator is discovered in all of these states, and certainly I will be rewarded to discovering the Creator. Continuing, therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Therefore, every single thing he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer. Rav, continue. Excerpt 3 from Rabash. What is do not add and do not take away in the work? One must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs, and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good. Although when he looks within reason, he sees the opposite. He should still work above reason, and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is, that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good. Here, he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good. He has joy from the Creator giving him an opportunity to be connected to Him, also in the darkness, not just in light, because in the light he's already included by the good, pleasant bestowal, and in darkness he can express his attitude to the Creator. He wants to be connected to Him, even though he doesn't feel the reception of good from Him. That's why the feeling with darkness is an opportunity for a person to advance in faith and bestowal back to the Creator, compared to the good states where they don't give him an opportunity to advance because they supposedly tie him down. They control him. And then from that nice feeling, he can't express himself. Let's continue.
קטע רביעי, רבש בית, הנרות הללו קודש הם. העיקר הוא התפילה.
Exit number 4. These candles are sacred. And most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so he can go above reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
Then all what we need to request is not that the Creator will remove from us the states of darkness, detachment, all kinds of problems, but that we, through all these problems, through all these states, darkness and problems, we will be in joy. That what we receive from Him, either it's revealed chasadim or it's such concealed chasadim, but it's all chasadim, all mercies. And that's what we request, to be in joy, to be in devotion in the states of darkness, because they come to us only for the turning to the Creator and requesting completion, because in these states we cannot do anything. Our will to receive is static. It brings us to descent and depression, and it brings us to a state of raising man, a state of prayer, where I want to fill these states just like states of ascent. Therefore, we need to reach a state where a person blesses the bad as the good.
Le razón a mí.
Excerpt number 5, Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends. Each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that he could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
That is on the participation of each one in the tent, where each one has an obligation to raise the spirit of the whole society, the whole ten, and each and every friend, and we need to hold on to that, so that there will be no one in the society where suddenly he falls, something happens to him, he doesn't come, maybe he'll come later. No, we always hold ourselves to be not just in a state of coming or not coming, present or not, or absent, but that will always be in a state of raised spirits, where the check is simple. Does the friend act in order to awaken the society or not? If not, then we need to help him. If he causes weakness in the state of the society, then it's a sign that he's in descent. And that's a sign for us to influence him, to awaken him. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.